Okay, good morning. Thank you all very much for joining us, those who are here, those who are joining us through Zoom from all over the United States. It's such a wonderful thing that we're all learning Torah together, and especially learning Masechet Pesachim, dealing with the Karban Pesach, which of course has to be brought through a group, a chabura. So this is really very inspiring that we have an extended chabura from all over America, still uniting around the same daf, the same page of Gemara, together with Jews all over the world, learning today Masechet Pesachim, daf Ayin Aleph, and may we merit to successfully learn Hashem's Torah, to give Him nachas. Yismachu v'icha v'irai v'lo amar al tamei tahor v'lo al tahor tamei v'lo al mutar asur v'lo al asur mutar v'lo yikash l'chaveir b'dvar alacha v'esmach b'hem ki adonai yitain chachma mipiv da'as usvuna v'al einai v'abita niflaos mitora secha. We're on the bottom of Daf Ayin Amud Beis, four lines from the very bottom. We're dealing with the topic of the special karbanos that are brought on Yom Tov. We know every Yom Tov you have to bring on the Yom Tov, let's say Sukkot or Pesach or Shavuos, you have to bring two different sets of Karbanos Shlamim. There's something called Shalmei Chagiga, Karbanos Shlamim that are Chagiga, celebrations of the Chag. And then there are Karbanos Shlamim that are Shalmei Simcha. These are Karbanos Shlamim that are brought so that you will enjoy, you'll be in a good mood. You'll have Simcha, as we're going to learn in today's daf. The main thing is the good mood. If you can't bring the Shalmei Simcha, let's say it's Yom Tov on Shabbos, so you can't bring the Shalmei Simcha on Shabbos, so you have to create a good mood in another way. Men, the good mood for men is meat and wine. It should be some alcohol and some good steak for the men. And for women, the good mood is created by nice clothing. So husbands have to buy nice clothing, and the women and the wife, the daughters, on Yom Tov, open up the new clothing, wear them for the first time. They'll be in a good mood with the nice new clothes. And the men will be in a good mood with meat or wine. But other thing to create a good mood is to eat the Karban Shlamim, the Shalmei Simcha. So let's start here on the bottom of Ayin Amud Beis. Amar Ula. Ula taught. Amar Belazar Belazar taught. Shlamim Sheshachta Me'erev Yom Tov. Let's say you have animals that you consecrated to be Shlamim. You slaughter them before Yom Tov. Eina yotzeben lo mishum simcha v'lo mishum chagiga. If you're going to eat them on Yom Tov, you're not going to fulfill with that meat the mitzvah of simcha, according to Ula, the mitzvah of simchas Yom Tov, and you would not, of course, fulfill the obligation of shalmei chagiga. Mishum simcha, the reason why you're not, according to Ula, again, this is going to be disputed, but according to Ula, the reason why you don't fulfill the mitzvah of simcha with this meat, because the pasuk says, "V'zavachta shlamim," you just slaughter shlamim. It's actually talking about Har Eival, but you can learn from there to Beis Hamikdash and Yom Tov. It says, "V'zavachta shlamim," you are to slaughter the shlamim, v'achalta sham, and eat it there. V'samachta, and be happy. So that tells you that be'inan zvicha b'shah simcha. According to Ula, from the pasuk of "V'zavachta shlamim," and then from the "V'zavachta v'samachta," so that tells you that at the time of the simcha, that's when you have to be offering the karban. So the time of the simcha is Yom Tov itself. So if you offer the karban before Yom Tov, and now you're eating's not enough. You have to do the slaughtering also at the time of the simcha. Now the reason why you couldn't use this karban for your chagiga, Mishum chagiga, the reason why you can't fulfill your mitzvah of chagiga with this karban, we are on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Mishum Chagiga, the reason why you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Chagiga with this karban is Havidavar Shebechova. Chagiga is an obligation. You have an obligation to do Chagiga. V'chal davar shebechova eino ba ela menachulin. When you have an obligation, so you can only fulfill your obligation with items that are not already consecrated. You can't repurpose what's already holy to fulfill another obligation with it. You can only take things that are not holy for your obligation. So when you have an animal that you made holy as a shlamim, This is, you can't use this animal anymore as a chagiga once you slaughter it, because that's repurposing. You have to take an animal that's chulin, make it holy for chagiga, and slaughter it as chagiga. Otherwise, repurposing doesn't work. There's a big sugya, as Izzy mentioned right before we started, Masechta Chagiga, and it comes up very practically. We know we all have a mitzvah, an obligation, to separate maser, to take 10% of our earnings and put it aside to give it for tzedakah. Can a person say, I'm going to use my maser to support my children? I have children, I want them to learn in kollel, I want them to go to yeshiva. So I'll take my maser money to pay for my children going to yeshiva. So that is this issue, because here, that's a davar shebechovah. We have other obligations to make our children, pay for our children to go to yeshiva. The pasuk in the Torah, l'matzem osam, you should teach your children. L'matzem osam es b'nechem v'daber bam. Teach your children to talk about Torah. You have an obligation to teach your children Torah. So can I fulfill my obligation of teaching my children Torah with money that's consecrated already? That's maybe not. Maybe I can't use my maser money for paying my yeshiva tuitions. That I can use for other things, but not for paying my yeshiva tuition. That's this question, based on this Gemara. All right, it's a whole big discussion in the poskim. Again, b'chol davar shebechovah, whenever you have an obligation, you can only fulfill that obligation with stuff that's not consecrated, with unholy things. So therefore, this which was holy as a shlamim cannot work as your chagiga obligation. Says the Gemara, this is Ula's view. Maybe the following brisa is a support to what Ula said in the name of Rabbi Elazar. So Ula and Rabbi Elazar, these are Amarayim. Maybe a brisa with Tanoim will support them. The brisa says as follows. The pasuk says about Sukkis, the Hayisa Ach Sameach. We're in the third line of Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. You are to be just happy. Just happy. The Hayisa Ach Sameach. So the word Ach normally is an exclusion. The brisa says, L'rabos, this is to include Leile Yom Tov Achron L'Simcha. There's a mitzvah of Simcha, of eating meat, of Shalmei Simcha, on the night of Shmini Atzeres. When you go into Shmini Atzeres after Hoshana Rabbah, the night after Hoshana Rabbah, there's also an obligation of Simcha. Ata Omer, you're going to tell me, Leila Yom Tov Achron, that the night after Hoshana Rabbah, the night of Shmini Atzeres, is included for the mitzvah of Simcha. O Eino Ella, Leila Yom Tov Rishon. Maybe it's saying that the first night of Sukkot is the night that's being included. So Tam Aloma, that's what the verse says, the word Ach. Ach means just, but, right? But. So there's an exclusion within the word ach. So chilek, it's excluding. What's it excluding? It's excluding the first night of Sukkot. So the first night of Sukkot, you don't have the mitzvah of simcha. The mitzvah of simcha would start on the day of Sukkot, the day of the first day. And you do have the mitzvah of simcha on the night after Hoshana Rabbah, the night of Shmini Atzeres. So my time. So why is the brisa excluding night number one and including night number eight? Lav Mishum, presumably it's based on this idea of Ula. That on night number one, Ein lo b'maya yismach. He doesn't have any means with which to fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha. Since Ula said in the Rebbe Elazar that the mitzvah of Simcha is only with the carbon shlamim that you slaughter at the time of the mitzvah of Simcha. So night number one, when are you going to slaughter the shlamim? Slaughter not Erev Yom Tov. That's not the time of Simcha. Slaughter at night, you can't do that. Because as we've seen many times, it's a mitzvah of Hashlama. You can only offer karbanos when they're part of the karban tamid of the morning. Once you bring the karban tamid of the afternoon, no more karbanos. The only exception is the karban Pesach. But on Sukkis, Erev Sukkis, you can't bring a karban after the tamid Shalvein Arbaim. So Ein Lo B'Mei Yismach. You don't have what to fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha with. So that's a proof to the idea of Ula, that you only fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha with a carbon that was slaughtered at the time of the obligation of Simcha. Says the Gemara, lo, maybe not. Kedekatani taima. Maybe the reason is as the brisa itself explained. Why do you include the night of Shmini Atzeres but exclude the night of the first night of Yom Tov? Yom Tov Achron. It makes sense. And when we have a pasuk, it's implying that you should be including we're including the night of Shmini Atzeres, Shiyesh Simcha Lefanav, because there was a mitzvah of Simcha on Hoshana Rabbah, and there was a mitzvah of Simcha on the sixth day of Sukkot, and there was a mitzvah of Simcha on the fifth day of Sukkot. So you had all these mitzvahs of Simcha, the Simcha would continue. Both any Leil Yom Tovishon, we exclude the first night of Sukkot from Simcha, Shein Simcha Lefanav, because before the first night of Sukkot, you had Erev Yom Tov. On Erev Yom Tov, there's no mitzvah of Simcha. So it makes sense. So what's included is that which is continuing something, but not something new. So that's why it made sense to include the night of Shmini Atzeres. But it's not a proof to Ula's idea that Ula and Rabbi Elazar's idea, that you only fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha if you slaughter the animal during the time of Simcha. Yeah, question? Why do you see the first night there? But Bayom, maybe the day, once it's the daytime. Once it's daytime, right? The mitzvah of Simcha, we're saying, and we're saying that we have the word ach. Ach is just. So just is to exclude. So that's excluding something. It's excluding night number one. Night number one, you don't have the mitzvah of Simcha. You have the mitzvah of Simcha starting on day number one, morning and going through, but it does include night of Hoshana, of night of Shmini Atzeres, that is included in Simcha.
So, Rabbi, during the day of the Chag, they could share, and then they could have it at nighttime, which is Hoshana Rabbah, or
yeah, sure, yeah, they could shecht it on Hoshana Rabbah in the morning, and eat it that night on Shmini Atzeres, exactly, and enjoy it. It's a shlamim. So shlamim, you have the day you slaughter it, the night, and the next day to eat it. So, yeah, please, a question.
I heard of Pesach, if you were bringing a chagiga, was that after the Tumid also, or before?
Oh, the chagiga of the 14th, I guess that was after the Tumid. Certainly according to Ben Tema, that was included in
there. According to Ben Tema,
right?
Right. They would slaughter over
2 million
animals.
A lot, in a couple of hours. There's a lot of animals being slaughtered, exactly. So now, Masiv Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef challenged this. We learned in a Braisa, Chagigas Arba Asar, the carbon Chagiga brought on Erev Pesach, Yotzei Bamishum Simcha. One can fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha. In Yotzei Bamishum Chagiga. You couldn't use it for the Chagiga of Yom Tov. So there's a problem with Re'ula. Why could you fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha with it? It's slaughtered on Erev Yom Tov. Habin and Zvicha B'Shah Simcha. I thought you need to have the slaughtering at the time of the Simcha. But you don't have this with the Chagiga of the 14th. Rav Yehuda bar Avin answered, the case of this bride says not that you slaughtered it on Erev Yom Tov, but rather she'ikev, you took the Chagiga that was consecrated to be brought on Erev Pesach, and he actually slaughtered it on Pesach, on the first day of Yom Tov. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Achanayim Mistabra, that's clearly the case of the Braisa. The case of the Braisa, which says you do fulfill Simcha with the Chagiga of Erev Yom Tov, is referring to where you actually took this animal and slaughtered it on Yom Tov. Dilo Temachi, because if you're not going to say this, Hamas Nisa Man Katanila, right? Who is the author of this Braisa? Ben Tema. It is Ben Tema, as we saw yesterday. But Ben Tema, Pasul Abelina, according to Ben Tema, you can only eat the Chagiga of the 14th till midnight of Seder night. So how are you going to fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha? Seder night, there is no mitzvah of Simcha. The mitzvah of Simcha, as we just said, starts on the morning of day one, not the night leading into day one. Because of Ach excludes the night, the first night of Yom Tov. Now, at that point, the morning of day one, according to Ben Tema, you can't even eat it anymore. So, Shmami, now, what this price is saying, that you can fulfill with the Chagiga of the 14th, the mitzvah of Simcha, what it means is that you took the Chagiga of the 14th, you didn't offer it on the 14th, you only slaughtered it on the 15th, and then you can now use it for the mitzvah of Simcha.
That way, the Chagiga always checked inside the Beit HaMikdash, or
yes.
It could be outside the Beit HaMikdash?
No, the Chagiga was slaughtered in the Beit HaMikdash.
So it's the same as the regular
korbanot then? Yeah, yes. The chagiga is similar to other korbanos. That's right.
They have to splash the blood and the wa'ilah.
Sure, yeah, the whole service. They have to splash the blood, yes, everything. Yeah, Izzy has a question.
I thought that this Korban Chagiga, according to this machloket of Erev Pesach, it's not by Yom Kippur, Erev Pesach. So this is the only time, I think, that they're doing Chagiga, the Erev Chag.
So Izzy's pointing out, right, this is a Chagiga of Erev Pesach. It was made holy to bring it on Erev Pesach, and then they neglected. They chose to do it the next day. So since they did it on the right time, now, according to Ula, you can fulfill the mitzvah with it. It had the Kedusha for Erev Pesach, but it was actually offered on Pesach. Thank you. So Masiv Rava Rava challenged again Ula in the name of Rabbi Elazar. We learned in the Mishnah in Masechet Sukkah, a Hallel, saying full Hallel, v'asimcha, and the mitzvah of Simcha is Shmonas for 8 days of Sukkot. Yeah, now if you're going to tell me v'inyan zvicha b'shas Simcha, that you only fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha with slaughtering an animal at the time that you have the obligation of Simcha. So then, azimnitzkin de lo mishkachasla, then many times you're not going to have 8 days of Simcha. El Hashiva, you're only going to have 7 days of eating meat of Shalmei Simcha. Why? Kigon Shechal Yom Tov Rishon Yos B'Shabbos. If the first day of Yom Tov is on Shabbos, so you can't slaughter on Shabbos, a Shlamim, a Shalmei Simcha, and you couldn't have slaughtered from the day before, because the day before was not the Shah Simcha, it's not the time of the joy. So the meat that was slaughtered the day before doesn't work for now. So then you don't have 8 days, you only have 7 days. Rav Huna Bridge of Yehuda, Rav Huna son of Yehuda said, if the first day of Sukkot is Shabbos, you would still have 8 days of Simcha. Why would you have 8 days of Simcha? Because Mesamcho B'Seiria Regal. You'd have Simcha on this day through eating from the goats of the Chatas that are brought on Yom Tov. We know that on, for example, Rosh Chodesh, there's a Sa'ir L'Chaper, there's a goat to create atonement. There are also Chatas goats that are brought by the community on every Yom Tov. So whenever you have a Chatas, the meat of the Chatas is eaten by the Kohanim. So even if it's on Shabbos, it's part of the day's obligations. So that would be eaten by the Kohanim, and there you would fulfill Simcha. So Amar Rav, Rava said back to Rav Huna, two problems. Shtei tshuvos b'davar. Chada, first of all, Seir Regalim, when you have a law to bring, let's say, a chatas of the community on a Shabbos or on a Yom Tov, so that allows you to slaughter the animal, that allows you to throw the pieces of the animal into the fire. You're not allowed to cook the animal. You're not allowed to cook the animal. You have to wait till the night to cook it. So, chayne echalim, so what are you going to eat it? You're going to eat it raw? You don't have simcha. Nobody enjoys raw meat. I guess we have to tell that to, what do they call it, tartar or something? Right, in the Gemara, they didn't like raw meat. And again, simcha is that you're eating something that creates a certain feeling. You're not going to have the feeling of joy with raw meat. And this has to be raw. Tzli einecham. It can't be cooked. The simcha b'chai leka. There's no great joy in eating raw meat. That's number one. But another problem, says Rava. Kohanim ochlim. Only Kohanim can eat the meat of the chatos. Non-Kohanim don't have a right to eat the meat of a chatos. So v'Yisrael b'mes mechin. So how are the Jews going to have simcha? How are the non-Kohanim going to have joy? Oh, Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa added, you can have 8 days of simcha, and even if you hold that you need a slaughter, the Shalmei Simcha, at the time of simcha, so you can't slaughter the Shalmei Simcha before Yom Tov, you can still always have 8 days of simcha. Maybe the first day of Yom Tov is going to be Shabbos, and you can't slaughter. The answer is that the main part of simcha is not the karban. The main part of the mitzvah of simcha is the feeling of simcha. So if you can't create the feeling of joy through ingesting the karban, shalmei simcha, mesamcho b'ksus nekiya, you create this feeling of joy with clean, new clothes. Yayin yashan, an old wine. Drink old wine on Yom Tov is a mitzvah, the mitzvah of simcha. As the Rambam says, Rambam writes, and I quoted as we began our learning, the Rambam says about the mitzvah of Simcha, Chayav Adam Leo Sameach V'Tov Lev B'Moed, a person is obligated to be happy and in a good mood during the holiday. Hu V'Ishtu V'Vanav, he together with his wife and his children. Shemar, as it says, V'Samachta B'Chagecha, and you are to rejoice on your holiday. Even though this joy that the Torah is referring to is celebrating by eating the Karban Shlamim, Bichlal Simchazu, included in this joy, that he should make the members of his family happy. Ketzad Misamcham, how does he make them happy? Haktanim, children, Nosilim Kloyos Ve'egozin, he gives them sweets, Umigdanos, he gives them cakes, he gives them almonds, he gives them caramel, Anashim, and the women, Konalhem Gadim V'Tachshitim Naim, he has to buy for them beautiful clothing and beautiful jewelry, Kafima Mono, as much as he can afford. Anashim, and the men, Ochlim Basar, they eat the meat, they show some yain, and they drink wine. Shein Simcha, Ela B'Basar V'Yain, because real joy is through meat and wine. And he's obligated also to help out the poor, because that's really the most noble simcha. Otherwise, the simcha is just the simcha of his own stomach. But when he helps the poor people, makes them happy on Yom Tov, that's the most noble simcha. So again, this was one view, the view of Ula in the name of Rabbi Lazar. The view of Ula in the name of Rabbi Lazar is that the mitzvah of simcha, for Shalmei simcha, would require shlamim that are slaughtered during Yom Tov. Now we have the other view. Kiasa Ravin, when Ravin came, Amr Rabbi Lazar, he said, Amr Rabbi Lazar, he disagreed. He said a different version of Rabbi Lazar. He said, shlamim sheshachta me'erev Yom Tov, if you have a korban shlamim, and you bring it on Erev Yom Tov, the morning of Erev Pesach, or the morning of Erev Sukkis, the morning of Erev Shavuos, Yotzev en mishum simcha, that meat, it's a regular shlamim meat, you can eat it for 2 days and the night in between. That meat that you eat on the next day, the day of Yom Tov, you fulfill with it the mitzvah of Simcha. However, in Yotzev en Mishum Chagiga, you can't use that animal for the mitzvah of Chagiga. Yotzev Mishum Simcha, you do fulfill Simcha, because Simcha is to eat meat. Doesn't matter when the meat was slaughtered. Lo bin and zvicha b'sha Simcha. We don't require that the shechita has to be done at the time of the joy. However, lo mishum Chagiga. Chagiga, you can't use that carbon for, because Chagiga is an obligation. Whenever you have an obligation, you have to take something secular and use it for your obligation. You cannot repurpose something which is already consecrated and has its own obligations to fulfill this obligation. They challenged Ravin's view. We learned in the Braisa. Vayisach Sameach. The Braisa Darshan. So in the words, Vayisach Sameach. The Rabbi says, Liyom Tov Achron L'Simcha. Ach tells me that even the night of Shmini Atzeres, you have to have simcha. Ah, to the Rabbis Leili Yom Tov Achron. You're telling me the night of Shmini Atzeres. Wait, to the Rabbis Leili Yom Tov Arishon. Maybe it's to include the first night of Yom Tov. Tamalam, it says the word ach. Ach is to exclude. So chilek, it's excluding something. What's it excluding? It's excluding the first night. My time. Why are we excluding the first night? Lav Mishum, isn't it? Because you need to have the shechit at the time of joy. And if you want to have the first night, in the B'mei Yismach, it would be impossible to have meat for the first night. Because you can't slaughter it on Erev Yom Tov, because that's not the time of joy. And at night, of course, you can't slaughter. Lo, no. As the Raisa said, Kidatanya, Mara Yisrael Rabbis Lili Yom Tov Achron, Lo, Zil Yom Tov Rishon, why are you excluding the night, the first night, and including the night of Shmini Atzeres? Not because on the first night you don't have any good, proper simcha meat available, but rather, Mara Yisrael Yom Tov Achron, the reason why we include the night of Shmini Atzeres, because there's a lot of joy before it. So once you're in a state of joy, continue on with the joy. We exclude the first night. It didn't have joy before it. So that's the bottom line. We have an argument here between Ula and Ravin. What is the view of Rabbi Lazar? Is the view of Rabbi Lazar that for the mitzvah of Simcha, there's a pasuk that says, Zvicha, the slaughtering of the Shalmei Simcha has to be done at the time of the mitzvah of Simcha? Or no, you don't interpret the pasuk that way. Rather, you can slaughter the meat earlier also. You just have to have holy meat. That would be the ideal for the mitzvah of simcha. The Rambam paskens like Ravin, not like Ula, and therefore lahalacha, even though we spent all this time in the beginning of the learning today, that you have to slaughter it over Yom Tov. Halachas, you don't. If you brought a shlamim on Erev Yom Tov, you can use the meat of that shlamim for the mitzvah of simcha. It just has to be holy meat, ideally, meat of a shlamim. All right, now Next issue. Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, Minayin le'imure chagigas chamisha asar. How do we know that the fats, the parts that get thrown into the fire of the chagiga of the 15th, the chagiga of Yom Tov, not talking about the chagiga of Erev Yom Tov, the chagiga of Yom Tov, shenivsal and belina, they get disqualified. So let's say it's the first day of Pesach, and you go up to the Beis HaMikdash after your nice Seder last night, and you bring the Shalmei Chagiga, right? You bring your Chagiga for Yom Tov. So let's say they slaughtered the Chagiga in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov, but there were a lot of Chagigas, all the Jews are bringing Chagigas, and for whatever reason they got delayed. They didn't have a chance to throw the fats into the fire on Yom Tov. Even on Motzei Yom Tov, they didn't throw the fats into the fire. It's now the first day of Chol HaMoed. It's the 16th of Nisan. They want to throw it into the fire. Too late. Now you can't do it. It's pasul. It's left over. Shenamar, that's from the pasuk. The pasuk says, V'lo yalin chelev chagi ad boker. And do not make sleep over the fat of my chagiga until morning. Now, which morning is this? Samechle, it says in the next pasuk, the first of your first fruit from the land, bring to Hashem. So you have the word Rashis right next to the word Boker. So the Memra, that's to teach you the high Boker, that when the Torah says Boker, it doesn't mean the second morning. It rather means Rashis, the first. Boker Rishon, the first morning, you have to, for lo yalan chelov chagi, cannot leave over the fat of my chagiga until the first morning. So you have to offer the fat either when you slaughter the chagiga on the 15th or the night after, the night of the Matzah Yom Tov Rishon, but you can't wait till the morning. That's the lesson of Rav Kahana. Mas kifla Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef challenged Rav Kahana. Time of the ksiv rishis. Why do you say that the word boker means the first morning, it means boker Rishon and not boker Sheni? Because right after this pasuk of Veloyal and Chelov Chagi Ad Boker, we have the pasuk about the Bikurim, Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha. So we connect the word Reishis to this Boker. Hello, Ksiv Reishis, but if we didn't have the word Reishis, have I mean, it would have thought to say, my Boker, Boker Sheni. That the fat can wait not till the first morning, the fat can wait till the second morning. So that if you slaughter the Chagiga on the 15th, if you didn't, you should offer it right away, the fat. If you didn't, you'd have the night after. You'd have the night of Motzoi Yom Tov Rishon. And you would have also the first day of Chol HaMoed, the 16th by day. And you'd have the night after that, the night of the 17th. And if you still didn't offer by the morning of the 17th, then it already becomes disqualified, right? That's what I would have thought if I didn't have the word Reishis. That's what we would have thought. So that's difficult. Mikamidi. Is there such a thing? The Basar Yisleim Urza. The meat is already disqualified. Remember, the Chagiga is a form of a shlamin. A shlamim, you have 2 days and the night in between to eat it. Right? So if it's slaughtered on the 15th, you have the 15th to eat it, the night after the 15th, Motzoei Yom Tov Rishon, and then you have the next morning. You have the morning of the 16th. Once the sun sets, and the sun sets on the 16th, the night after the first day of Chol HaMoed, it's already nosar. If the meat is disqualified. You're going to say, but the fat you could wait till the second morning? The fat you could have on that night you could throw the fat into the fire? Mikamidi, there's such a thing. The meat of this carbon chagiga is certainly disqualified from the night. And imur matzafra, and you'd still have that entire night, that night after the 16th till the 17th in the morning, that you could still be offering the fats? I said, why not? Alam alo, why not? I still need the word racious. Why wouldn't I say this idea? Think about the carbon Pesach. The Reb Elazar ben Azaria, according to Reb Elazar ben Azaria, basuf sulei mechatzos. The meat is already considered nosar after the middle of the night of the Seder. But the emur matzafra, but the fats are not disqualified until the morning of the 15th. So the same thing would be true with the chagiga. If I didn't have the pasuk reishis, I would have thought that the chagiga, the fats, you could still offer all the way till the morning of the 17th. That's why you have the pasuk gracious to say, no, the chagiga that's born on the 15th, you can't offer the fat once you got to the morning of the 16th, the first morning. Amar Rava said, Rav Yosef, this was Rav Yosef's problem, where he was challenging. Why do you need the word Reishis to tell me that it's only the first morning and not the second morning? As he's saying like this, did we ever find such a thing? Dilu Tana, but even the Tana of the next Braisa, Lebasar, Loboy Reishis, to tell me that the meat of the carbon gets disqualified, it doesn't need the word Reishis. And Rav Kahana for the Emurin, to tell me that the fats get disqualified. Boy, Reishis, he needs the word Reishis to tell me it's the first morning? Mahi, where's this Tana? The Tanya we learned the following in a Braisa. The Pasuk says about the Chagiga now, not of the 15th, which is what we were just discussing, but the Chagiga of the 14th. The Pasuk says about the Chagiga of the 14th. Lo yalim in abasar asher tizbach ba'erev, bayom rishon aboker. Lo yalim in abasar asher tizbach ba'erev, bayom rishon aboker. Do not let it sleep over from the meat that you're going to slaughter in the evening to the first morning, to the first day in the morning. So this pasuk is limed now in Ayin Aleph on the days. Limed al chagigas arba asar. That tells you that the chagiga of Erev Pesach, shene'echal l'shnei yamim, it's eaten for 2 days, l'layla echad, and one night in between. So it's eaten the day it was slaughtered on the 14th. It can be eaten that night, the night of the 15th. It's eaten the day of the 14th. And you can't leave it till the morning of the 16th. O eino ela liyom v'layla. So maybe you'd say you can only eat it the day you slaughtered it and the next night. And the morning means the first morning. You can't leave it till the morning of the 15th. Kishu Omer, since the Pasuk says, Bayom Arishon, since it says, on the first day, that means it's eaten on that first day. Arei Boker Sheni Omer. So when the Torah says morning, it doesn't mean the morning of the 15th, it means the morning of the 16th. O Eino, or maybe that's not what the Pasuk means. O Eino Ela Boker Rishon. Maybe really the pasuk means you can't leave this meat over till the morning of the 15th. Umani mekayim chagiga ne'achal l'shayam v'layla echad. So, and what do we, and where do we ever find that that carbon, which is a chagiga, can be eaten for 2 days and the night in between? Chutz mizu, chagiga is different than other chagigos, not the chagiga of Erev Pesach. Chagiga of Erev Pesach maybe is only the day and the night, but not 2 days and a night in between. The answer is, don't say that, because Kishu Omer Bo, since it says about the Shlamin, Im Neder, O Nedava, Zevach Karbano, Yom HaKribos Zivcho, Ye'achel, Mimacharas, Vanos Rimenu Ye'achel. Since it says Im Neder, about the Shlamin, the word Im is an inclusionary point. Limit al chagiga arba asar. It's to include also the chagiga of Erev Pesach. It's like the regular shlamin. Nachas l'shlei yamim v'layla echad. It's eaten for 2 days and the night in between. Now, Omar Mar, we just said in this braisa, O eino ela boker rishon. Right, maybe I would think that the chagiga of the 14th, you can only eat it on the 14th and the next night, namely Seder night. Come the first morning, it's already no sir. Ha'amarta, I understand. You began the braisa by saying, Kishomer bayom arishon, harei boker sheni omer. You said, in the beginning of the braisa, that boker has to mean the second morning, because since it says bayom arishon, it means you can eat it the first day. It means you can eat it during the day of the 15th. So boker must mean the second morning. This is what the braisa means. O eino ela. You might have thought the shtei chagigos hakasu medaber. The pasuk is talking about two karbanos chagiga. Achas chagigas arba asar v'achas chagigas chamisha asar. It's talking about the chagiga of Erev Pesach and the chagiga brought on the first day of Pesach. V'zulu bokra, and one it's for its morning. And one is for its morning. So I might have felt like this. That the pasuk that says, Lo yalim min habasar asher tizbach ba'erev. That's referring to the chagig of the 14th. It seats in on the day of the 14th and the night, and that's it. You can't eat it starting on the morning of the 15th. And the other part of the pasuk, it says, "Vayom arishon laboker." That's referring to the chagiga of the 15th. The chagiga of the 15th that's brought on the biyom arishon, that's eaten on the 15th, when it's brought on the 15th. And it's eaten the night after the 15th. And then come the morning of the 16th, it's no sir. That's what I would have thought. Hadar Amar. So then the Tana says, no, don't say that. You can't say that. That's the pasuk. Because Elo the Kaimelon, because this is what we know. Chagiga ne'achelos l'shnei yom v'layla echad. That karban, shlamim of chagiga, can be eaten like other shlamim for 2 days and a night in between. So what's that referring to? We just said that the chagiga of the 14th and the chagiga of the 15th are only eaten for a day and a night. Im kain, right? And if you're going to say that both the chagiga of the 14th and the chagiga of the 15th are only eaten for a day and a night, then im neder onadava, the pasuk about shlamim, it has the extra word im, which is to include the chagiga. That the chagiga is like the other shlamims, that it can be eaten for 2 days and a night. Then I, what chagiga is it referring to? I chagiga sabra asar. If you're going to say it's the chagig of the 14th, we just said it's only day and a night. If you're going to say it's the chagig of the 15th, we also just said it's only the day and the night. Ella, so you have to say like this. Hi, the pasuk of Im Neder is the chagiga chamisha asar. It's to say the chagiga of Pesach, the chagiga of the first day, that's for 2 days and a night. Beheach, and the other pasuk is the Chagigas Arba Asar. It's for the Chagiga of the 14th. So the entirety of the other Pasuk is for the Chagiga of the 14th. And in that Pasuk of the Chagiga of the 14th, it talks about Yom HaRishon. You're eating it on the day. So the Yimei HaChagigas Arba Asar, it's telling you that the Chagiga of the 14th, Nechaz L'Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad. It's eaten for 2 days and a night in between. So now Rav Yosef explains the question. So Taima, how did we know that in the Chagiga of the 14th, according to this Brisa, you can eat the meat for 2 days and a night in between? Dichsiv Bayom HaRishon LaBoker, because it says Bayom HaRishon. Bayom HaRishon, which implies that on the entire first day, namely the whole 15th of Nisan, you can be eating the meat. Therefore we said, what is Boker? Boker Sheni. That's why Boker means that it becomes Nosar on the next morning, not the morning of the 15th, but the morning of the 16th. But apparently if you just have the word boker without other words to tell you what it means, boker rishon, you always mean it means boker rishon. Even without the word rishis, you know it is boker rishon. So therefore, when regards to the facts of the chagiga, where it says boker, so certainly means the boker rishon. It's not that you need the fact that it's close to Rishis to tell you it's the Boker Rishon. You already know it's Boker Rishon. It says Boker. Boker means the first morning. So when it says, Lo Yalin Chelev Chagi Ad Boker, and do not have sleep over the fat of the Chagiga until morning, that's to say that you can't have it sleep over till the first morning. Certainly not. You have to wait till later, till it becomes disqualified. Okay, we're up to the next Mishnah. Let's just start the next Mishnah, which deals with the question, if somebody makes a mistake, and if in that mistake he did a mitzvah, a small mitzvah, would it also be considered Chilul Shabbos or not? So on Pesach Sheshachto Shelo Lishmo B'Shabbos. Let's say it's Shabbos. Shabbos on Erev Pesach. He takes his Korban Pesach. He's allowed to slaughter it, but he makes a mistake. When slaughtering it, he declares that it's an Ola, it's a Shlamim, right? He does it Shelo Lishmo for the wrong consecration. So now it's disqualified. Now it's not even a good karban. So Chayav Alav Chatas. Now he has to bring a sin offering for violating Shabbos. What about on this day of Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos, Sharkal Azvachim, he takes some other karbanos that he had made holy, and Shachtam L'Shem Pesach, and he slaughters them as Pesachim. So Im Einen Ru'uyin. So if he's taking something which could never be a Pesach, like say a calf, something which is 2 years old, so it's certainly not going to be a Pesach. You have no reason to think it's a Pesach. Chayiv, so now he has to bring a Karban Chatas for violating Shabbos. But in Reuyin, let's say he takes a lamb that's only a year old, that was a Shlamim, and he got all confused. He said it was a Pesach, he slaughtered it as a Pesach. So now Rabbi Elazar machayev chatas. Rabbi Elazar says he still has to bring a sin offering for violating Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yeshua says he's exempt because he was trying to do the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. He got confused. He slaughtered the wrong animal. But at the end of the day, he took a shlam and he slaughtered it as a Pesach, which is a fulfillment of a mitzvah. So therefore, he's exempt from bringing a sin offering for violating Shabbos. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll pick up at this point in the Mishnah tomorrow. We'll stop over here.